Brent Gardner-Smith from Aspen Journalism, thanks for being back on KD&K.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
You have a new piece out called River Management Plan for Upper Roaring Fork Surfaces for Public Input, originally published in the Aspen Times, Saturday, April 29th, and now available at aspenjournalism.org.
Yeah, so they've been working on this plan. They approved the $200,000 consultant contract in June of 2016, and they assembled a pretty well-known team of river water experts in Colorado, and they've been noodling on things for almost a year now, and they held their first public meeting last week.
So KD&K listeners might remember our last regional Connecting the Drops program, which featured you and the City of Aspen's engineer and stormwater manager, April Long. Which sections of the watershed will she and these other officials focus on?
So they're working on the Roaring Fork above Brush Creek, and Brush Creek flows out of the Brush Creek Valley, which is where Snowmass Village is, and flows into the Roaring Fork just above Woody Creek. And so they'll be looking at Brush Creek up. And so that includes Maroon and Castle Creeks, and it includes Difficult Creek, includes Lincoln Creek, Lost Man Creek, and then coming down the other side, Hunter Creek and its tributaries. So a big chunk of the upper Roaring Fork Valley from Brush Creek Road up. Look at it that way.
So April Long and these other experts are concerned about diversion, development, pollution, and recreation, you write. Do average people perceive the Roaring Fork River to be struggling? Is this pretty commonly held among, you know, conservancy folks, fishermen? I mean, or is this something that only the kind of technical experts have caught on to?
Well, I think maybe it's somewhere in the middle. The Roaring Fork Conservancy published the Roaring Fork Watershed Plan in 2012, and that was pretty clear that there's some challenged reaches of the river, but the average person probably looks at the river and thinks it looks fine, except perhaps during really dry years when you can tell, the average person can tell, there's not a lot of water in the river. So the city and Pickens County are funding this study. Pickens County has an interest in the river flowing through North Star, east of Aspen. The city's really concerned about the river consistently or frequently not meeting the minimum in-stream flow as it flows through Aspen. And there's really two big diversion impacts on the fork that do make a difference. There's a series of diversions off the top of the headwaters, and then there's a large irrigation ditch just east of town called the Salvation Ditch, which delivers water to Woody Creek. And those two things together in August, September, in a dry year can put the big hurt on the river as it flows through central Aspen.
So 2015, the Colorado Water Plan called for priority streams in the state to be covered by some sort of management plan. The goal of this plan is to make recommendations. So what would be some of the different potential outcomes that could come from those recommendations?
Well, you know, it's really interesting about the state direction to do water plans because they don't direct a specific agency. It's not up to a city or a county or a water conservancy district. It's up to local stakeholders to figure out which entity is in the right spot to take a look at the river and then gather technical experts and stakeholders together to figure out what's wrong with the river and how might we fix it. And it can just be a report or it can just be a process. In other words, usually they don't come with any clout. It's just more community awareness. And they did one on the Crystal recently. It's a Crystal River Management Plan. It hasn't necessarily brought any concrete solutions, but it's got a lot of people talking about potential different ways to fix the problems that they see on the Crystal.
We saw ranchers even participate in that, which isn't always the case in this sort of technical work.
They put a big emphasis on you're going to have to talk to the people who use the water.
Absolutely.
On the river. And there's not a lot of vested interest or not a lot of upside necessarily for a rancher to come into a room and talk about water. Generally, it's probably better if you don't. And so it can be a really delicate process to keep people at the table and get them at the table. Usually there is a call for additional technical information. Have you looked at this? Have you looked at that? Sometimes it may come down to how well illustrated is the problem. Can you show me the reach and exactly when it's dry and how often and what you think the impacts are? And then that can lead to more progress on the social side. So it's kind of a back and forth between the technical and the social to get a solution.
And so at this point, for our listeners' sake, we should say that there is an upcoming meeting that is not open to the public with this kind of technical advisory group to talk about the Roaring Fork on May 23rd. But there is also going to be another public meeting, and it looks like there is some information up on aspencommunityvoice.com.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about the stakeholder process with this Upper Roaring Fork plan is they've decided not to have a separate citizen stakeholder group, which is really counter to the recommendations from the state and a lot of other people about how to do this. And that's kind of unexplained at this point in this story. So I don't know. Maybe we'll see some changes on that front. I can't quite explain it as to why suddenly they don't want to have a stakeholders group when it seemed that was such a big part of the plan earlier. Maybe they'll have more public meetings as well in the future. I don't know.
Well, Aspen Journalism is collaborating on coverage of water and rivers with the Aspen Times, the Post Independent, the Vail Daily, and the Summit Daily News mentioned that the latest piece here, River Management Plan for Upper Roaring Fork Surfaces for Public Input, was originally published in the Aspen Times Saturday, April 29th. You can now check it out at aspenjournalism.org. Always a pleasure to have you help explain things to us, Brent.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Brent Gardner-Smith, aspenjournalism.org.